Justin Brayton, hey, fifth tonight, and I thought your best ride of the year. Do you agree?
Yeah, I think so. I think I rode really well the first two rounds, but just a better result tonight, and I was just a tick off the front few guys. You know, I felt like just a little bit more aggression, but I'm happy with them getting good starts. That's the biggest thing is get good starts. I really believe I belong up front this year, and I think that makes all the difference.
Right. Talk about the track. What'd you think? Deep whoops?
Yeah, I like deep whoops. It was weird. We walked the track. I thought they were going to be pretty difficult, but like we just kind of made them look easy. So that didn't really separate anyone tonight, but it was really just hard.
Quite a braggart, aren't you? Braggart.
No, not a braggart. I didn't say I made them look easy. I said we.
Yeah.
the track was cool. Like had some tough sections, obviously really hard, but I thought it was good.
What are you missing, do you think? Just like you said, and J-Bone, I talked to him earlier, said the same thing. He's like, JB's right there. But what are you missing if you know what it is?
I think just a little aggression. Mm-hmm. Like just that belief that I can beat these guys. Mm-hmm. And last week I battled with Reed and Dungy for 6 or 7 laps, and then they got me at like lap 12. And then tonight I felt like I was in there till lap 15. And then there's only like 4 lap times I think that were – off, and so that's better, but I mean I've made a big stride in the right direction, and with the bike and the team and myself, so just belief. But I have a lot of racing left to do this year, and I'll get there.
Looked like, and I was focusing on the lead battle, so this could be an idiotic question, looked like you kind of rode by yourself most of the main.
Yeah, I was, like I said, I was just a tick off of that front group,
but then you had the other guys behind you.
Yeah, Wyndham, I rode behind him, I think, for like 10 laps, and I passed him, and then gapped him a little bit, and then Trey had a gap on me. So, yeah, like I said, just a tick off, but we'll get there.
Tires, how are they? I've been writing about it and watching it. You're the only major team, probably the only team, on something other than a Dunlop.
Yeah.
How are they?
They're actually really good. I've been getting great starts. I feel like they're great. They've supported us a lot, and they're working hard to make them even better. And that's what's cool. And I think they're good.
Where do they excel, do you think, or where do they shine? Have you noticed something?
I think they're just an all around good tire. I think their hard pack tires have gotten a lot better. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's where one of their strengths are now. But I think when we get to some softer tracks, that's where they're really going to be better, I believe. That's what, obviously, they've shown in Europe that they're the best tire over there, but there's a lot of soft conditions, and I think that's all they needed over here was a hard-pack tire, and now they have it, so it's good.
Last question, what's the biggest improvement on your bike from 2010 to 2011?
Just time on it and comfort. I think last year I was a little too stiff, and we were riding in different conditions, super soft conditions, so I went too stiff, and then we showed up here to California and the bike was just too hard, rigid. And I think just time on it, time with the team, now they know how to take, you know, my information and relay it into changing something. And and we worked a lot on starts. That was a huge plus over the off season. We just tried everything, and I got a good setup, and it's working.
Did you use a rear hole shot device?
I've tried it, yes.
But you like it?
I don't race with it yet, no.
How dumb was Weege's time machine comment?
I feel like it was necessary at the time. But I've honestly felt like, I think during the week, I was so much better than on the weekend, so I felt like I was as good as those guys, and I show up on the weekend and not believe it. But I'm here. I'm going to be here for a while, so count me in.
Lastly, do you think Rich maybe lost, like, do you think you lost your number one ranking tonight?
I think I may have, but deservedly so. Seeley got a win. I never gave Rich that, only some seconds. But that was awesome. That was cool to see that. Seeley comes over to the house quite a bit, and he's a good kid, and he's got a bright future.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you.